Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Hey, how's it going?
You're on the road, right? In a van headed somewhere. Do you know where? I don't.
We were in Washington, D.C. this morning, and we woke up at 4 a.m., and we're driving 12 hours to make a show happen tonight in St. Louis, Missouri. So we're like somewhere in Ohio, I think.
Wow, good night. Well, right now there are three of you in the van. I know you said your wife had lost her grandmother, and we want to offer our condolences right now to her family and your family as well in the loss of what I imagine is a very special lady.
Yeah, she was. And I also just found out that my wife Lorian is pregnant, so I'm a dad of a little 10-week-old baby that's brewing right
now.
Oh,
congratulations, so, man. That is awesome.
Yeah, so we kind of have a bunch of things going on, you know. So she's kind of back home dealing with that right now, and I think she feels a little nauseous. So
sure.
I think she decided the best thing was just to stay back and just let the boys do it to her.
I'm almost 7 years removed from my own baby being born. It's an amazing experience now watching her in the first grade. Time goes by so fast, but I hope you're able to enjoy every minute as much as possible with that new baby when it comes. And I know you'll enjoy being a dad.
I have a dream and a goal of having the baby strapped to my back, like on one of those baby backpacks, and playing a show.
I love it. That's so awesome.
That's the dream right there. As soon as the baby's old enough, I'm going to put a fiddle in its hand.
That sounds perfect. So. You said he is. Are you planning on a boy?
We actually are doing it the old-fashioned way. We're not going to find out.
Okay,
so might be a gal.
Exactly. I was watching Little House on the Prairie the other day. In one of the episodes, they keep saying him, and they say, you just said him. And they didn't know, of course, whether it was a girl or a boy, and they kept saying him, hoping that it
was
a boy. But let's go back to 2012 when you had another dream and you were getting this band together and making music. Where does your passion and love for music come from?
I would say my parents have a big influence on me musically. They're not musicians or anything, but they're really avid fans of music. Like they still are going to... I think they used to go to like a live show, like probably like almost every other weekend. So they kind of raised me on, like, I would say like the Eagles and Crosby, Stills, Nash. And yeah, I mean, I know Neil Young's Canadian, but he had some great music too that I was influenced by. My earliest memory is actually my dad. One of my earlier memories is, he was, they call him Digger Dave. He's, in Riverside, California, and he has his own, he's an owner operator of his backhoe, and he was just digging, had his backhoe out with his mullet and his American flag bandana on his head, blasting Creedence Clearwater Revival. And I was just dancing around the yard with my little mini mullet. So pretty good memory. I do love that band. It has some nostalgia for me, even me being younger, but I do like Creedence a lot.
Tell us where your big jump took place to try to make this a reality for you and Lorien.
2012, we won Battle of the Bands in Santa Barbara. That's kind of how we got enough money to make our first album. And then I stubbornly did not let the band die for a couple of years after that. I really wanted to be part of something and just really do music with my life. And I mean, I knew it was going to be a hard road, and so it has been, of just like trying to find the right people that want to be in a van or that want to kind of stick it out throughout the hard seasons of like really no one paying attention to you for a really, really long time, like playing for no one for a while. And then it's kind of like a small business. It just kind of grows every year and we just do our best. And now we're at a point where I can provide a job for my wife and I, and also two to three other people. So it's been growing, and I'm really, really grateful for that. I would say it's been a steady vision of hard work and getting out on the road, and also just making little business decisions, like, and kind of investing back in the band with a lot of the money that the band makes, just to make that possible, like buying our tour van. So we own that. We're driving an old Betsy right now through the plains of Ohio.
When you started with you and your now wife, Lorien, it started with you and your wife originally, correct?
Yeah, college.
Who are some of the people who have been part of the band to help make it grow? I know that there's probably people who have come off the band, but, you know, it takes each step with every person has its place. If you are where you are now, it's because there's other people who have joined in and been part of your effort. Who are some of the folks that stand out in your mind that have really helped move the Riverside forward?
That's true. We're leaving Ohio right this second.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay. So,
moving into Indiana, yeah, or Kentucky.
Are we in Kentucky or Indiana, guys? Also say hi. I hope you heard that. They're saying hello. I think we're in Indiana now.
Okay.
Maybe it's Kentucky.
Ohio's one of those
Indiana.
Funny states. There we go.
There we go. Okay. So, but that's a great question. Yeah, that's kind of exactly how it's been. It's like God provides the people that are in the band for the time that they can be in the band. And it sucks, honestly, to let good friends go, like, because
yes,
they got to move on, and maybe the band was their vision for a while, but then they just feel like they need to do something else, or that they're just kind of pulled in one direction and they can't tour with you anymore. And I mean, honestly, that's the hardest part for me, because I get so attached to the people I play with, and I always have a vision of wanting to play with them, like, you know, till the end, basically.
Sure.
I have a kind of a vision of I'd love to play at Red Rocks one day or Bluegrass Underground, just like two of my dream venues, and just like look across and be like, guys, we were, you know, like, look, we did it together, you know, that kind of thing. And not for some type of like vain glory of like, look, we did this, but just knowing that I did it with friends that I love
and you're together,
and that we get, yeah, and through some hard work and like building our friendship together, like through this really hard profession of trying to be a musician, that we were able to make a dream happen, you know?
No, I completely get it, Jake. I carry a lot of people with me through this show, a lot of people who aren't here with me anymore, but I guarantee you that if their influence wasn't there, that I wouldn't be talking to you right now.
Yeah. That's cool, man. Yeah. I guess to name a few, some people stand out for sure. Our old bass player, Sarah, she was in the band she was in the first rendition of the touring band, which was kind of a gnarly time of, I mean, imagine leaving the house in the van, in the freshly bought van, and none of us knowing if we were going to like make any money. You know what I mean? It was just like five people.
Yes.
Five people like literally going and setting up a tour and being like, we don't know if we're going to make money. Like, we might lose money, you know, and that's scary. And so it's like people are there because they want that adventure. And I think that was, but they also like, I mean, money is a stressor. I hate money so much because it's like, it prevents people from doing kind of what they really want to do.
I understand.
And I feel like at that point we had a group of people that was like, they were okay for a while because they knew that this is what they wanted to do for at least so they can say that they did it in their life. So it's kind of nice. So Sarah, yeah, our bass player James now, actually, I bought Sarah's bass when she has two kids now, and she didn't want to be touring away from her husband all the time. And that was a tough loss. I freaking loved her. But honestly, I love James a lot too. And we just started touring together the last couple months. And yeah, so I bought Sarah's bass from her because she lives in a tiny house, so she doesn't have room for it. So I bought it from her, and now James, who normally played electric bass, has decided to kind of main the, kind of own the stand-up bass now. So I've kind of just given the bass to him to be in charge of, and he's been playing it. It's a pretty good sound, right, James? He's nodding.
And right now he's owning the steering wheel, right?
he's manning the steering wheel. He's the captain. Captain of the ship through Indiana.
We're talking about James Page, the stand-up bass player, and he's also driving as they moved from Ohio into Indiana, headed to St. Louis, Missouri tonight. Jake, let's take a quick break if you don't mind, and when we come back, I want people to be able to connect with the Riverside. I want people to know how they can find out more about your music. I know that right now we have some listeners who have never heard about the Riverside before and will want to find out more about it. Will you stick with me?
Sure. I'm down to stick with you.
Folks, we are talking to Jake Jensen. He is the leader of the band. His wife, Lorian, is expecting. We're excited about that. She's not with them right now. She lost her grandmother. Again, we give our condolences to the family there. Then gaining a special new gift, a child. So we're looking forward to hearing more about that later. And we appreciate this conversation. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And I'm your host, Mark White.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at alamhof.org. Are you a first responder? At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
So it's game time and you got a bunch of rabid fans.
Dad, we're hungry.
You head out to fire up burgers and dogs and go from grill master to MVP. Then you realize
no.
You're out of GAS. Yup, out of gas on game day. What do? Drop a big bow box on it. Game on. Feed a family of four with 8 pieces of chicken, biscuits, fixings, and tea for just $19.99.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
If you were Oregon and I was Virginia, farther coast from the same old home, the fence wasn't built yet when you moved on in, and you were working the garden.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. I am your host, Mark White. While I'm in Athens, Alabama, these guys are up in Indiana, headed to St. Louis, Missouri for a concert, and we're talking about the Riverside. Chase Fierro, Jake Jensen, and also James Page driving today. He's at the steering wheel driving safely. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Jake Jensen.
Hello. Good to be here.
Great conversation in the first segment. Appreciate you coming on. And as you're moving, I know that you talked about all the different concerts that you've had to put on. I looked at your calendar. You've got some places that says the South. You're covering the country. You have three guys in a van right now doing the trio thing. How's that working out so far?
It's been great. honestly, I thought I was going to be nervous because this is the kind of the when Lorian's grandmother passed away, she was like, "Hey, I'm gonna go be with the family, and I don't know how long I'm gonna be there." And I was really scared, honestly. I hadn't toured without Lorian since the beginning, so I've never done a tour without her. So,
wow.
Thanks to my faithful friends in the band, we just kind of I learned a lot on this tour about being adaptable and just like confident with whoever I'm playing with. Thanks to my friends encouraging me and sticking with me throughout those emotional roller coasters. You know, I feel really confident and really happy to be playing with them, even without my wife. And I feel like that is a really positive thing that's happened for me. And yeah, we just dropped off our banjo player. We had a four piece, so banjo, bass, fiddle, and guitar. And then we do like 3-part harmonies. And it was a really fun crew for like 48 days in a row. Now we are making our way back to the West Coast. James is from Oregon. And me and Chase are from Southern California. So we're heading back to the West Coast, and luckily we booked a show every day on the way back. So we're kind of working as we go, and we're going to just be the trio. So,
well, it sounds like a little bit of adversity has been good for you. I don't know that COVID has been the greatest of adversity, but as far as meeting a challenge and being able to play without your wife and getting that confidence, that is something I think that will help you moving forward for sure, because whether she's there or not, or whoever's in the band, you'll have that confidence that you can still do what you do and people will still be entertained and still enjoy the music that you're putting out, because obviously you're there for the people who are listening. You're there to bring some type of emotion out of them, some comfort, peace. People who love music, it really brings it home to them when they maybe have some other troubles going on in their life. Music is one of those things that you can sometimes get away from the things that trouble you the most.
Yeah, I agree. I don't want to be a fake or fake happy at the show. Like, you know, I like to connect with people and actually like tell people what the songs are about. And this album cycle that we're kind of working on through this tour, kind of working out the kinks of the album we're making, it's kind of like a darker album. It's going to be called Through Frontiers and Unlit Minds. And it's a sort of an album about how your mind can be like a dark place and like unsettled ground when you're hit with stuff that you haven't had to experience yet. Like when thoughts about the unknown and death even, and anxiety, like all the stuff that arises. And I feel like a lot of people have connected with that at our shows. And someone told me the other day they really appreciated that I was talking about hard stuff, because that's like more relevant to their life than trying to pretend that the world is like really, really happy currently.
Sure, so. It is. Absolutely. I've got a friend that's on his deathbed right now. And if you don't think about somebody who's at that point at the end of their life and then think about yourself, maybe life is short. And just like this mm-hmm. show, man, I try to use my time, the time that I have, to help others, to recognize others, even like yourself. You're out there, you're hitting the road, you're making people feel a certain way with music. You are making a difference in those people's lives. And maybe we don't necessarily look at the things that we do as making an impact, but it's kind of like me talking to you about former people who've been part of your band. They all made an impact. They all made a difference, whether you got along all the time or not. Everybody has their place, and they have their time, their moment to be in that movement, and then they come out. But it doesn't change the indelible mark that they left behind for your band.
Yeah.
So we put life in perspective in a way like that and think, okay, we have so much time to do what we're doing. We better get a lasso and try to wrap as much as we can, as long as we can, and then once it's over, so let's do what we can while we can. And I know that that's something you're out there doing right now, hitting the road like you are with as many concerts as you've had. Man, what age group do you think you're hitting mostly, Jake?
It varies. I would say, so we're, in our band, I'm the oldest at 29. And then, actually, my wife is the oldest. She's 31. I'm 29. And then we have like 25-year-olds to 28-year-olds. So kind of like late 20s, early 30s.
Yeah.
I think our main demographic, for at least on this tour, we played a lot for, yeah, like 40-year-olds that have, maybe they have some kids or, but honestly, we've also played for some college kids. And then we also have played for some, like the other day in Virginia, awesome people called the Hardys. They're just some older folks that, you know, have grandkids. And it was just a bunch of people that had grandkids, and they really just wanted an intimate concert, and they we put it on for them acoustically on their like wraparound porch in Virginia. And honestly, they were just so receptive and really, really, I mean, you could just tell how grateful they were after. And it just felt really, really nice to be appreciated like that. And I feel like we've gotten that a lot from all the different age demographics, but that was one that stood out particularly. So
that puts you in a very unique position, Jake. And I appreciate that because you can reach younger people and older people with your music. I have to do certain things with my show to try to bring in a younger audience to let them see what we're trying to do to make a difference and let them learn a little earlier maybe what I didn't learn for the first, I don't know, 20 years after 18 years old. I was out looking for my dream and trying to figure out what Mark was going to do for himself and not even realizing that what I was going to do was going to be for others. Once I realized that, I found my purpose. But I want people to find their purpose a lot sooner than 38. I really do. But it took my dad dying at 58 for me to figure out my purpose at 38. Whatever it takes in a person's life, and I know that people listening to music, it gets you to thinking. If you're like me, when I'm listening to a song, there's no telling what's going on in my mind. But it gets me thinking. It gets my brain popping. Imagery just comes in my head, and there's all these different thoughts. And sometimes those thoughts can turn into ideas, and the creativity can just really pour out through the music.
Yeah. And there's nothing like a storm of hard things that will really get you thinking and kind of reset you. So that sounds like that's what happened to you when your dad died.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about how people can connect. People are listening right now. They've heard about the Riverside. They hear what you guys are doing. Where can people go to find out about the Riverside and the great music? Just tell people how you want them to connect and how you want them to find the Riverside and be a part of what you guys are doing.
Yeah, if you guys are interested in hearing what we're doing, we're a folk band. We have like bluegrass instruments, but we're not like a bluegrass band, I wouldn't say. So we got the banjo and the fiddle, guitar, bass, mandolin. So I would say we're like a folk band with some bluegrass influence, if that's your thing. We have a couple different albums out that are streamable on Apple Music and Spotify. Those are our main streaming sources. If you're interested in following along with our journey and seeing where we're going to play next, you can give us a follow on Instagram or Facebook. And you can just search the Riverside or at the Riverside Folk. People can check us out on YouTube as well, so you can see the band actually play live. We have a bunch of videos that we have on our website, actually, but they're actually connected to YouTube. So
perfect.
Those are kind of like our four main things. I'd say Apple Music and Spotify for streaming and Instagram and Facebook for social media. We're really quick at responding to messages. So if you want to say hi, I'd love to say hi back.
And come to a town near them. You might be coming to their area and they'll get to hear you after they've connected. And maybe there's some suggestions, just like you did for the family in Virginia. There may be an opportunity for you to play for somebody else. So we want to make sure that those connections are there. That way people, if they're interested, they can contact you and say, hey, I'd like to bring your band here to our area.
Yeah, that's kind of what we do. We're very grassroots, kind of word of mouth. If you see that we're coming through your region, I'll kind of post about the areas where we're looking to play. And we really love doing intimate house concerts or backyards or really anywhere people want to gather to listen to music, to actually like be there in the moment and just connect with us. And so we can connect with you. And if you see that we're going to your region, you can send us a message and we can work out us playing at your backyard or your living room for you and a bunch of your friends. And that's kind of how we do things. So if you're interested in a house concert of sorts, we usually come to each region of the country at least once per year. So we have to drive the van all the way from Southern California usually. So it takes us a bit, but we usually get around to each region of the country at least once a year. So for example, we're taking like about 3 or 4 weeks off here when we get home from this tour. And then we're going to go tour in like Arizona and Texas for a Southwest tour, just playing in the Southwest region for about a month. We'll do that across each region moving forward, probably go to the East Coast for a month and the South for a month. And so we have plenty of time to do house concerts if people are interested.
Well, let's make sure, Jake, that we give shout-outs to everybody in your band. I know that we have James driving, but we want to make sure that we include everybody in this. So every name that's part of the band, make sure you give them a shout-out so people can hear their name, and then that way when they get to see them or reach out, they'll know who they're talking about.
I'm going to put you on speaker, okay?
Sure.
And then we'll have each person.
Hey, I'm James Page. I play stand-up bass with the Riverside.
Hi, I'm Chase Fierro, and I play fiddle with the Riverside.
Hey, I'm Jake Jensen, and I songwrite and play guitar in the Riverside. I wish my wife, Lorian Jensen, was here. Despite marriage being a hard thing sometimes, I really do love her, and I wish she was here on this tour, but it didn't work out this time. But she plays mandolin and harmonizes. I can't wait to get home in 7 days. Trey plays the banjo, but we are currently heading back. He needed a week off because he's about to go on a little trip with his brother. He is taking the week off so he can have some rest, and us three are headed home on a trio tour.
Jake Jensen, it's been great to have you here on the Mark White Show today to share about the Riverside. I do wish you safe travels while you're out there on the road, playing your music, doing your thing. I wish your wife well and her expecting a new child. That's great news. And again, we express our condolences for the loss of her grandmother and hope that things go well with whatever your endeavors are, Jake, and the rest of the band. Hope everybody enjoys the time out there, because as we talked about, life is short. Let's enjoy the things that we do and do it to the best of our ability while we're here to do it.
Hey, thanks, Mark. The Mark White Show, it's been great. Thank you for sending me a message and asking us to be on the show, and really happy to be here and talk with you. You're a real Southern gentleman.
I appreciate that, buddy. We've been talking to the Riverside. We've had three of these guys who are on the road right now, Chase Fierro, Jake Jensen, and also James Page, who's been the driver. He's done it safely. We appreciate the interview today and being able to talk to them. I encourage you to look for the Riverside. Find them on Facebook. Find them on Instagram. Find out where they're going to be. Find their albums. As he said, Spotify and Apple iTunes is where they like to send their music. And I hope you've enjoyed the music that I've played today so that you could hear the Riverside, get a taste of what they're doing. Let's just open up the door for all ages for this music and let the Riverside flow. You've been listening to another edition of the Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
If you were Oregon and I was Virginia, let's meet in the creeks of Colorado. You bring the shovel and I'll bring the chisel. Sunny, I dig with you. Just you and the moon.
My sunshine, only sunshine.
Hi, I'm Kyla Carter, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Stay unique and find a way to make a difference that doesn't just impact you, but impacts others around you.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
This is Cherie Humphreys from Madison, Alabama, saying hello. Kyla, I loved your rendition of the national anthem. You made me feel very proud as an American citizen.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good.